you mentioned getting angry.
Angry, yeah.
If someone is frightfully upsetted and upset, what might you say to him? What might you say to someone?
Well, you just say, here, cut that out and cheer up.
Keep calm or something?
Keep, yeah. Don't let your nerve get away with you, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about calm down? Is that a calm
down? You calm down. That's a very common name. Mm-hmm. You know, you can cultivate yourself. My father's awful bad to swear. And he had a temper, get away from him, go to swearing. Well, I made up my mind that wouldn't. I don't think either one of my women ever heard me swear a dozen times.
Hmm.
In over 50 years.
Well,
you can cultivate yourself, you know.
You can.
When you can't think, you can't do everything. They're like a fella drinking or anything. That's all uncalled for.
Mm-hmm. I know in the Army, swearing was so common. Every other word would be a swear word.
I know it. That's just a bad habit.
Sure. And it's a bad one to get into, and it's a hard one to get out of.
Well, you can quit if you want to.
You have to. If you're going to talk to anybody that isn't in the Army.
I have to quit. My girlfriend threw me out.
Oh, when you come in at night after you've done a hard day's work, you might want to sit down and you say, oh my, but I'm...
I want to rest.
I want to rest because I'm...
tired out.
And if you're just as tired out as you can be, you'd say you're...
all in.
All in.
That's a good thing. About all in.
Yeah.
That's quite an expression, you know.
How about sickness in the early days?
Well, we had quite a lot of sickness, but a lot of people died right after the strip opened and Oklahoma opened because they drank too much spring water, and spring water made you have malaria fever. It's just a different fever. It's not as serious as, but we didn't have the medical care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The way we had a cemetery up there, Marshall, and a man named Brady made the coffin. I remember we buried sometimes 2 a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned he made the coffins right out in the cemetery.
Yeah, they get this pine lumber, you know, and mm-hmm. made the coffins right there.
Yeah, well, he had the lumber hauled in.
He had the lumber hauled in, and mm-hmm. he'd make the boxes right there. And take them, get the people, and bury them right there, you know.
How about colds? Did you have many of those near you?
Colds?
Yeah.
Oh, lots of colds.
Mm-hmm.
That cold runs into malaria fever, you know.
Oh.
That's a forerunner of malaria fever.
Oh.
What malaria fever is a throat trouble. What do you call that sore throat now? I know we had a lot of people died with their throat and the... clog up, you know, diphtheria.
Oh my.
We had a lot of that, you know, diphtheria. That was awful dangerous in the early days. A lot of young kids died of diphtheria.
That's a miserable disease, I guess. Now they have an inoculation that they give the babies for that.
But she don't have that anymore. I remember some of the nicest folks, friends that I had died of diphtheria.
How about this disease that turns you yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. We never had any of that.
That wasn't bad, huh?
Huh?
That wasn't bad?
Well, I don't know. Bad to guess you got it, but you never got it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's more of a contagious running. If you got in the family, it seems like kind of run through them, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was asking you about colds. What would you say if you saw someone with a runny nose and old runny eyes and his head was all stuffed up?
Well, I'd just say he just got a cold. Have a snotty nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's a miserable sensation.
The middle thing is...
your throat begins to itch and tickle, and your voice gets sort of scratchy. What do you say about your voice when it...
that's your windpipe, you know. Your horse.
Horse?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I've been to the horse, couldn't hardly talk, you know.
Yeah, I've been that way, too, and had to go in and teach and talk for an hour. Just don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've just had to dismiss the class.